For the first time in more than a century, Ohio state lawmakers have launched an attempt to impeach a sitting governor. And it's a group of Republican representatives targeting a fellow member of the GOP over Ohio's response to the coronavirus. The articles of impeachment drafted by Representative John Becker say Governor Mike DeWine has overstepped his power, for instance, delaying the March 17th primary and making it a mail-in only vote, and shutting down businesses with the stay-at-home order.
There's nothing in the Constitution that says, you know, if there's a pandemic or a health emergency of some sort, that the governor can just ignore the General Assembly and ignore the rule of law and do whatever he wants. So there's nothing in the Constitution that authorizes the governor to do that.
Becker and his three co-sponsors, all conservatives from Southwest Ohio, are part of a small but vocal group of majority Republicans who've attempted to limit DeWine's authority on public health orders and push back on data collection and contact tracing procedures. DeWine vetoed one of those bills.
The governor is not working with the General Assembly. He is, you know, as some would say, governor gone wild, and he needs to be stopped.
A Quinnipiac poll in June showed DeWine at an all-time high in his approval rating. DeWine's spokesman said in a statement that saving lives and helping the economy is what DeWine is focused on, not this. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.